North Korea, if you haven't noticed, has gone 2 months without test firing a missile, the longest such dry spell this year. Does it make sense to try to figure out why? Here's Jim Michaels, military writer at USA Today. Jim, what's up here?
Well, yeah, it has been a couple months, and the answer you get from most people who watch this closely is that it's actually typical for the last quarter of the year for them to do fewer tests. Now, this isn't based on a lot of data, but it's based on the past 4 or 5 years of testing. Now, the next question is why so few in the last quarter, and the answer is we don't know. Some experts have speculated it's harvest time. A lot of the military is involved in harvest. The weather's not as great, and so for tests, while you can do them in overcast and cloudy weather, it's not necessarily ideal. So there's a lot of speculation. I don't think there's a lot of consensus, though, that this has anything to do with politics. Okay. Although some might say, well, you know, they're sort of a wait and see phase right now, and Kim Jong-un is sort of, you know, intentionally holding off. Having said that, there could be a test tomorrow and the next day. No one really knows.
Well, at this point, we do, I guess, speculate that it's Kim Jong-un here who's calling all the shots, really by himself.
Right. Yeah. No. Absolutely. And one of the interesting things to me about this whole crisis is just how little we know about him and his regime. Intel can look at tanks, can look at missiles to the extent they're not hidden in bunkers and so forth, but reading the intentions through human intelligence seems to me just really lacking. And so that's what makes this so dangerous. And a lot of the experts now are started talking about, that our government, both Republicans and Democrats, need to sort of come to grips with the fact that the likelihood of denuclearizing North Korea are less and less, slim to none. And what we need to start thinking about is deterrence, is sort of almost an acceptance that they're a nuclear power, and figuring out ways to deter them from using it, either on U.S. or allied targets in the region. And so that's leading to a lot of rethinking of things. But, you know, politically, that's a very, very dangerous, very sensitive ground to trot.
We're speaking with Jim Michaels, military writer at USA Today. His piece is called 2 months without a North Korean missile test is a record for this year. Is there cause for hope? I know you spoke to one analyst or observer who said North Korea is still conducting tests with rocket engines and conducting other work that suggests it is not slowing its nuclear weapons program. So, man, how do we square all this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I don't think, again, I think, you combine two things. One is looking historically, and they just haven't generally done a lot of tests in the last 3 months of the year. So you factor that in, and again, they are seeing other kinds of work. There may be a political dimension to it in the sense that they may be holding off on, visible tests, which are clearly they recognize as something that antagonizes the U.S. and its allies and so forth. But I don't think anyone would argue that this represents in any way a slowing down of the nuclearization program or anything of that nature. No one would argue that. They are full speed ahead, regardless of the fact that they haven't tested anything for the past 2 months. And by the way, this past year has been, with 15 missile tests, has been a record year, and Kim Jong-un, since taking power, has really pushed ahead with this program. And every time they do a missile test, and this is one thing that experts do agree on, is that they get better, even if it's a failure. They improve on it. They look at what went wrong, and they improve the next round.
One thing that's not slowing down as well is the rhetoric between the two
right,
leaders.
The rhetoric is not slowing down at all. A lot of the Trump administration will point to, yes, he's a little more local, a little more less restrained than previous administrations, but they'll say, what good did that restrained rhetoric do in the past? But no question about it. Kim Jong-un has used the word dotard to describe the president.
Yeah.
The president has characterized Kim Jong-un as short and fat. So the rhetoric continues despite the lull in missile tests.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Michaels, military writer at USA Today. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.